abducted in plain sight?
Are we talking about that?
Did you?
What do you mean, did you? Of course we did.
I know you did. Listen, I talked about this earlier in the week, that Netflix had been suggesting that I watch this show now for several weeks. And so finally I was like, all right, I gave in. I watched it. And I was like hit in the face with just the most bizarre, random, sad, uncomfortable documentary.
All the bad feelings.
That I have ever been hit with before in my life.
None of the good feelings, all the bad feelings.
Yeah. Basically about an abduction that happened in the 70s mm-hmm. in Utah. It was a family friend that took this daughter.
But the way that
he
charmed and duped the entire family for a very long time.
Yeah, yeah.
Is astonishing.
Astonishing. Missy.
Ben Davis.
Hi there.
Do not take me down those wormholes again. I had the most horrible dreams last night, abducted in plain sight. Kelly Kay, don't watch it. It takes a left turn, and then you're like, oh, that's a left turn. And then, oh, no, uh-uh. No, it takes a left turn, then a U-turn, and then goes in a loop-de-loop.
Yes.
How do you spell relief?
Yeah.
Listen, I gave Kelly and Kat a homework assignment, and after the show yesterday, they literally holed up in their own office and watched it.
We closed the door. We turned the lights out.
Kelly, I feel violated.
Yes.
How many times were you just actually screaming at your own television?
I was shaking the computer screen at Dad.
I can't. And then, you know, I shot a picture of my big fat glass of wine last night to Ben saying this is not enough wine.
I know, not enough at all.
There's not enough wine. There's not enough Arbor Mist to help me deal.
All right, Missy, we got to get going. But yes, I feel you.
Yes, we're there.
All right.
I know.
Yeah, Tori.
It's just like...
Tori just sent a message. Shut up. I watched it last night for the first time. I was like, what the heck is wrong with this family? Yeah.
If you haven't, and listen, Netflix isn't paying us anything.
No, they're not.
But if Netflix has been suggesting you watch this.
They know what's good for you.
Good?
Well.
It didn't leave me wanting more.
I did not feel good after that.
I was not ready to see an entire series about this.
To be real, they should pay for the therapy bills for all of us. Because I feel like we need therapy now.
Yeah, so anyways.
You need to watch it just for the memes.
Oh
yes. Now I feel good that I'm in the club, that I can enjoy the memes.
I feel cool that I'm in the club.
Yeah.
They're so bad.
They're really bad.
They're so bad.
Nothing good about them.
So good. Okay. That's the one thing that left me feeling good after that.
Oh, gosh.
This weekend, spend 90 minutes. Watch it. And so
what I need Netflix to do now, I need Netflix to spend a little bit more time with Gail. I need more from Gail. I need more from Gail.
The wife.
Yes.
Right.
The other wife.
Right.
Of the perpetrator. I need more from Gail.
Okay.
I'll just
anyways,
say that.
It's just so bizarre.
It's all bad.
All right. I had to purge.
Now I'm worked up.
I know.
My face is red. My blood's boiling. I'm shaking. I'm lightheaded.